Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Lakita L. Smith, and I would like to welcome you to the Shamar Ministry School of Prayer. I am the founder and director of Shamar Prayer Ministries and the Watchman's Congress. I just want to take a moment to say thank you for joining me today. I know you are busy in your life, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to invest in yourself and learn more about the prophetic. Also, I'd like to mention that if you feel led to support this ministry, there are several ways you can do that. If you would, just go to our website, shamarministries.com, or you can visit our website for any prayer requests. That's what we are all about, praying. So before we get started, let's just start off and take just a moment to pray. Father God, right now we just come before you, giving you all the honor, praise, and glory that you deserve, Lord God. Father, I ask that the words that come from my lips, Lord, be words anointed and appointed by you, and that those that are hearing these words, Lord God, that it will help them as they walk and learn more about you and who you are. Lord, we thank you, and we give you the honor, praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, today we are going to discuss the topic of prophetic manipulation. Now, like many of you, the gift of prophecy and the office of the prophet have been very instrumental in my life. I have been blessed by these gifts more times than I can remember. As a prophet, God has blessed me to be a part of what he's doing in the earth, and I'm very thankful for that. However, there are some aspects of the prophetic that can be dark, and prophetic manipulation is one of them. But if we take heed, we can avoid becoming either a victim or operating in prophetic manipulation ourselves. Now, I'm going to give you some characteristics of this of the prophetic manipulation. But first, before I do that, let me say this. It is a form of abuse. The word manipulate means to control or influence a person or situation in a clever, unfair, or unscrupulous manner. The prophet or prophetic vessel will attempt to control or influence a situation using the prophetic. I had never heard of prophetic manipulation until many years ago. I was attending a church. It was my church, or the church I was attending. Not that I wasn't the pastor. Nevertheless, there was a situation that happened at the church, and I was a little bit kind of dumbfounded. But as I was leaving the church, and I was just stunned, and I said, "Lord, what is going on?" And I heard the words prophetic manipulation. I had never heard of those terms before. And so I remember I called a friend up and said, "Hey, have you ever heard of prophetic manipulation?" She had not. And so she suggested, "Hey, let's do some research and look it up." We did, found out it was actually a quote-unquote real thing. And I began at that point to learn some of the characteristics of it. And unfortunately, I don't want to say unfortunately, because knowledge is power. What I began to learn was that I had been the victim many times of prophetic manipulation and was just completely unaware. So I'm going to give you a few characteristics of this in operation. This is not all inclusive. There are other forms that it may take, but these are the ones that I myself have primarily seen over the years, okay? First is, will have prophecies that are purposefully given to people of wealth and people of influence. I have seen this many times, especially in services when you have a guest prophet that has come to town or is ministering. Many times I started noticing that sometimes it seemed like only leadership and their families would give words. And I was like, "God, what is that? Why is only, God, are you only speaking to the leadership and their families?" Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'm sure that God does that. But there were some, I noticed some prophets I would go see, and I would notice that only leadership would get words and their families. And God began to show me that this was one of the signs of prophetic manipulation. Now, you may say to yourself, "Well, why would they do that?" There are many, many reasons why they would do that. But really, it comes down to, I believe, comes down to they want to win favor with that leader, and they want to be invited back, okay? I'm just being honest. They want to be invited back. So this is one, you know, some of the reasons that they would do that. Another time I have seen this happen is when we people of wealth. I have seen where people of wealth will get words. And again, with them, of course, I believe that the prophetic vessel, prophet or prophetic vessel, is hoping to receive a monetary reward, okay? Now, when I say prophetic vessel, I know I haven't taught in a while, so those of you that haven't been with me previously, I say prophetic vessel because we have what's called the gift of prophecy. And just because one has the gift of prophecy does not mean that they are a prophet. Amen. So I refer to those that are not prophets but have the gift of prophecy as a prophetic vessel, because they can also fall into this trap of operating in prophetic manipulation, okay? The next thing I want to mention is the prophecies that are given based on prior knowledge. Now, I had this experience firsthand, and I didn't know people did this. It was kind of crazy. But I'm going to make up some names here to protect people's identities, but we're going to say Susie and Tom. I'm just going to make up names. So Tom and Susie are both friends of mine. Actually, Susie is a relative, and Tom is a good friend. And so Susie and I had a conflict at one point, and Tom, being a good friend, I shared with him that, I had this issue, and this is what happened, etc. So fast forward, 6 months later or whatever, and Tom, who is a prophet, had been invited to minister, and I had gone out to support him and his ministry. In addition, I had invited my relative, Susie, to come to this particular event, and she did. He began to flow prophetically, and at one point, he called up my relative, Susie, and he began to tell her, if you will, in a quote-unquote prophecy, everything that I had mentioned a few months prior. And I sat there dumbfounded. I could not believe it. But people will do that as a form of prophetic manipulation. Again, you may ask, well, why would I do that? In that case, I don't know why he did it, to be perfectly honest. But in many cases, it kind of always goes back to the same thing as far as why they do it. They do it for monetary gain. They do it to get praise. And it's done to get favor, okay? So that's another way that prophetic manipulation can operate. Another one is for monetary gain, okay? You'll see this sometimes, and some of you may disagree with me on this, but I believe that this is a part of prophetic manipulation. You will see this sometimes in meetings. There is a prophet that I have followed for many, many years. Her ministry has blessed my life more than I could even begin to say. And I had gone to her ministry, and she was ministering, and at the end of the ministry, she began to take up an offering, which is fine, of course. Well, unfortunately, when she began to take up this offering, she had, when she began to take up the offering, she basically told people, she basically said, hey, if you have $1,000, God has a word for you. If you have $500, he has a special prayer. Now, I sat there in amazement simply because, number one, I don't know about you, but I'm not in a position I don't have $1,000 to give. Would love to, and I'm believing God that one day I will, but I'm not there yet. I don't have just $500 to just give off the bat. But what was sad to me was the message that was being relayed on some level was that if you don't have $500 or $1,000, you can't get a word. And I've told some people, you know, because I just recently taught on this, and I was explaining to them, you know, I am a person who is in circles, if you will, where I am a prophet, I hang out with prophets. So honestly, at the end of the day, if I wanted a word or really needed to hear a word from God, I can pick up the phone and ask someone, hey, can you pray with me concerning a situation? And if God gives you anything on the situation, please, you know, let me know. But a lot of people don't have that. So they hear that a prophet has come to town, that a prophet is at, you know, this church, and they're like, God, I need to hear from you on a situation. And sadly, they do all that only to go and find out, unfortunately, they're not going to get a word because they don't have the money to get a word, okay? It's a form of prophetic manipulation. They're manipulating people to give money that they probably don't have, okay? So that's another one. Another is prophecies that go beyond Bible that go beyond the Bible to teach doctrine. One of the best examples that I can give would be Bishop Carlton Pearson when he began to say that there is no hell. Obviously, we know that there is a hell, but unfortunately, you will have those that will, you know, he didn't give, that will actually give a prophecy or say that they've got this revelation from God, and it totally doesn't line up with the word. If it does not line up with the word, it is not God. Another form is prophecies that will that are there to manipulate relationships. I had a lady years ago come and tell me that a gentleman was my husband. She said she had a dream, and this particular gentleman was my husband. And at the time, you know, I'm believing God for a husband, and it was something that I really wanted to hear, but it was not of God. And I, even though I recognized, praise God, it was not of God, there have been other situations where people that did not recognize that it was not of God, they went and pursued relationships. And I've even seen people get married to people they were not supposed to marry based on prophetic manipulation. And I don't see this very often, but it does happen. And you have prophecies that are given so that someone will serve another. You know, for example, God told me you're going to be my armor bearer. Now, God may have told that individual that. He may have very well told them that. But in my personal opinion, I feel that that is one of those things that that person probably needs to hear it directly from God or from another source, but not from the person they're supposed to serve. That is my opinion. I want to stress that. Another is dramatic prophecies that build an audience. You will see this a lot on Christian television. You know, it's obviously if you are get the opportunity, that is a great opportunity to minister on Christian television, okay? And then lastly, we have prophecies that will draw attention to the leader, and that's just self-explanatory. Any word given should always point to Jesus. Now, if you are a prophet or prophetic vessel, how can you avoid falling into this trap? You must make sure that you are continuing to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. Remember, gifts are given, but fruits are grown. Gifts are automatic, but fruits take time. So take the time to develop your gift. It is a lifelong process. Secondly, you must walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not walk. The Bible tells us that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So walk in the Spirit. And so what do you do if you are in a relationship with someone that's operating in this? I highly recommend that you pray about it, but then you probably need to get out of it. I was in a relationship, a good friend of mine, she's now in heaven, but she operated heavily in this. So I highly recommend that you get out. It looks like my time is running out. I want to thank you again for listening to the broadcast and spending this time with me. Again, if you have any prayer requests, please contact our ministry, shamarministries.com. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.